We got a brand new show right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. It's the Hot Jazz Financial Show with your host, Jay Weinstein. Jay's a former professional jazz musician, saxophone player, and hey, he's got the picks and the beard and the goatee to prove it. And he's going to play you some hot jazz music you'll love. Guaranteed. And also, as a matter of fact, he's an executive level retirement planner. You've got questions about retiring and all sorts of things related to getting out of the rat race alive? No more 9-to-5. Yippee! One day. But you gotta know the ropes. Jay's gonna really help you with great information. And it's every Tuesday and Thursday, straight up at 8 a.m. drive time, right here on 106.1 FM and 1340 AM. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Jay Weinstein.
All right. Hey, good morning, Bay Area. Another beautiful day down here. I've got people listening in from other parts of the country, been contacting me with questions. Hopefully, you got some good weather where you're at. Right, we love that good weather. All right, so today what we're going to do, we're going to play a lot of tunes. I've got a lot of things queued up that I think you're going to really, really like. Some jazz influence, some jazz, you know. You know me, I like the jazz sound, and but there's a lot of music out there, soul music and different things and pop music, but they have that jazz influence, you know, and I really, that's what I like as a former professional musician. I got to play with everybody. I got to play with a lot of big name people. Ray Charles was the main one, and you know, he's rhythm and blues and he's soul, but he was a jazz guy. He loved it. In fact, we did an album once, and you know, he just said, hey, we're just gonna do some jazz and we're gonna sell a few jazz records. You know, we went to the studio, had a lot of fun doing it. It was really a cool thing. What we're gonna do today also is I'm gonna give you a checklist. I've been getting a lot of comments and questions of people, just give you the basics, the things you want to keep your eye on as you plan for and have an eye on the retirement process, because there's a lot of things you need to know. I mean, it's not a simple thing. It's not like there's a checklist, 1, 2, 3, and just do that and you're all good. There's a lot of things, a lot of options that you have, a lot of different choices that you have about things, and that's kind of a good thing, but it helps to have somebody really help you, guide you through that process, and I've got people checking in with me. I love it. I can help you out. You want to email me at jay@deepdive1.com. It's jay@deepdive1.com. And I can schedule a Zoom call with you or have a phone call with you, whatever you like, and to really get your questions answered. We're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about the income payout levels, the market's ups and downs, tax mitigation, tax reduction, all these different things. But right now, Ed's got one of my favorite tunes from a cool artist named Stevie Winwood. We got that queued up. He's got a tune called Roll With It, Baby. Let's start the morning off with some hot music. Let's give it a try. right, little Stevie Winwood. Nice saxophone solo in there. That was a saxophone player. I love to hear those horn solos and the horns and the beat. And he's got some great stuff. He recorded stuff with Chaka Khan. We're going to play a little bit more of him later. He's one of my favorite artists. If you know Stevie Winwood, he started with that band called Traffic. And I'm dating myself here back into the 70s here. But he had that John Polycorn Must Die and stuff like that, you know. So anyway. So we're going to transfer into the meat of the show, right? Got to talk money, moolah, retirement planning, making sure you have a strong retirement. That's what I help people do. That's really what I do for a living. You know, the jazz music is great, but let's get you retired and retire strong. The first thing about Social Security, right? So one of the things about Social Security is that, you know, they keep changing the rules. I don't know if you've noticed that. And we can get technical about it. It's actually a pretty complex subject. We're not going to talk too much about the complexity. But the basics of it is that when you're looking to retire, let's say you're in your early 60s, or late 50s, 60s, and you know, you're starting to think, well, maybe a few more years of working. Social Security, you can start to take Social Security at age 62. That's the youngest they allow you to do that, right? And the you can take it that early. But if you do that, you know, it may not be the best decision, right? Because you want that money up front, but they're going to pay you the smallest amount for your particular situation. You know, it's based upon your income earnings all the years that you worked, and you've got formulas and actuaries figuring it out. But at age 62 is the lowest payout that you receive. And a little bit more at 63, 64, 65, 66, 67. For most of us, the full retirement age is 67 or 66 in 10 months. Whatever it is, they'll tell you. You can go to SSA.gov, that's a government website, and you create your own account there, and you get your estimates, right, on your Social Security payments. And so you can see what the payment, right, to you would be based upon your working history and what you've reported as income and all those kinds of things, right? So you'll see that the longer you wait, the more you get, right? And even all the way up to 70 is a significant increase in the Social Security payment you'd receive at age 62 versus age 70. It's you know, like for example, it might be $2,300 at age 62, but it might be $3,500 at age 70. Now, why is that? Remember, I talk about this thing called life expectancy credits, and that's the actuarial term that's used, meaning that the older you get, we're all going to get a year older at our birthday, and we can't avoid that, right? So we age, we're getting closer to our life expectancy, meaning the day by the charts, right? By the charts, the actuarial charts of how long we're supposed to live by the charts, right? If you're healthy, you work out, got a good diet, and you have fun in life, you might live a lot longer. But we're talking about actuarial tables and statistics and all of that kind of thing, right? So the older you get, the shorter your lifespan is, right? And so they accelerate or they increase the payout because there's a certain actuarial law. I can't even quote it exactly, but it says the older you get, we've got to return money to you at a faster clip because your life expectancy is getting shorter, right? That makes sense, right? So one of the things you want to try to do. Now, you say, well, if I take the money early now and I'll have more money early on, I'll have some income coming in I wouldn't have if I waited. That is true. And these are things that you got to look at and factor in. But the other thing is, too, is if you take it at age 62, right, your payout's going to be a lot smaller. You'll have it for a longer period of time, a few years extra. But if you also go back to work, let's say you retire from your career and you maybe start a little consulting business or start a little hobby and turn it into a business. Now you have some earned income, right? And you have to report that to the IRS, right? There's no getting around that. And so what happens is now they're going to penalize you because you didn't start the Social Security payout at your full retirement age, FRA. That's one of the key things, is that you want to shoot for your full retirement age because not only is the payout higher, but at the same time, you will not be penalized and for taking income from other sources, including mostly your earned income, right? So we want to avoid, what they'll do is they'll look at, I think the figure is $15,000, right around there. So any dollar, any every $2 you earn over $15,000, it's a ballpark figure, they penalize you $1 on your Social Security, right? How great is that? It's not great at all. So you might be working and reducing your Social Security benefits. It's something you have to really take a look at. It's just a little tip, a trick, understanding that the longer you can push back your Social Security payment, the higher it is. And also one of the other things you look at is how long do you expect to be around? I know it's a funny, weird question to ask, but you know, you might want to look at your parents' longevity, how long do they live, and say, well, I expect I'm going to live till, you know, maybe 90 years old. And if that's the case, now you definitely want to push back Social Security because of the higher payout for a very long time. You'll have made a lot more money from the system should you have waited. All right, so a little tip on Social Security. Well, now we're going to, what we have now, I have a special request of somebody living in the Atlanta area. Felicia asked me to play one of her favorite tunes, right? It's Midnight Train to Georgia with Gladys Knight and the Pips. Pips being her cousins, from my understanding. Hey, let's cue that up and play a little bit of Midnight Train to Georgia.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind.
Gladys Knight and the Pips. That's one of the all-time classics, Motown sound. We got Gladys Knight and the Pips. Man, she's been around a long, long time. And the Pips, you know, I read an article that I didn't know this, but the Pips were her cousins. She had three or four cousins that were singers, and they put a band together, and off they went, recording some great, great tunes that we get to enjoy and listen to. And that's what we love to do here, is play some great tunes, give you some tips about retirement planning. If you have any questions, I mean any questions, contact me, J-A-Y at Deep Dive 1, the number 1, J at deepdive1.com, or you can text me. I got people texting me all the time now, 602-448-0263. I'll repeat that, 602-448-0263. I know you have questions, because, you know, I have clients all over the country, and people that I work with, they work in private industry, corporations, they work for the state and county governments, they work for the federal government. And, you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, even though they're supposed to do it, they're supposed to teach you about in-depth retirement planning, or at least a lot of the basics. But I hear all the time that there's just not that much quality information from the people that administer the plans, or you can talk to them about where where you can put your money, what you can do, but they don't talk about strategies, because that's not what they do. And it's probably having to do with the regulations that they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to really tell you what you ought to be doing, because in order to be able to tell you what the best things may be for you, it's important to know a lot about you. You're married, you're single, you have kids, you want to leave assets behind, you want to reduce taxes, you want to travel, do you want to have more income? Now, you can say yes, 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 no, yes, but everybody's a little different. I from my experience, years and years and years of working with hundreds and hundreds of people, I just find that every situation is like, it's like trying on a new pair of shoes. You know, it's just a different feel, different look. And so we need to really dive down and do a deep dive, what it is, to find out what it is that you need, what you want from your money. You've worked all these years, and so we'll put something great together. The next tip I really want to focus on is the what I call the percentage of payout, right? You're saving money in your 401ks, your TSPs, your 403b plans, your 457s, whatever it is. You're putting money away, or using a brokerage account. Wherever you're putting money, there's different tax treatments, and that's another thing we assess is, where do you have money from a tax planning standpoint? But if you don't plan for taxes and really reduce taxes, you're going to be footing a bill that, you may not be that happy with, right? I see it all the time, right? Taxes, we want to pay our fair share, of course, but we don't want to pay a penny more than that, right? Or what's allowed under the law. So we really have to dig in and dive into what you've got going, find solutions, Roth conversions, using other types of products. You could use tax-free municipal bonds, but you've got to find ways to look at the whole picture so that you have a net, the lowest tax that you could possibly have, right? And so what we look at is percentage of payout. Now, that kind of works, flies in the face of lower taxes, because if you're taking out a higher percentage of money, let's say from your IRA or 401k, you say, well, that means I'm going to pay more taxes. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. What I say to people is, look, the more taxes you pay, I learned this from my dad, the CPA, the more taxes you pay means the more income you're receiving, right? So if you're paying a lot of tax under normal circumstances, unless you have the you're fabulously wealthy, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they don't pay any taxes because they got the smartest and greatest accountants in the world. They have all kinds of ways to reduce the taxes on a large scale. But I think the average person, right, you work in your career and all that, if you are pulling out more money, it means if you are paying more taxes, it means you're pulling out more money, right? But that's good and bad, right? We don't want to pay more taxes, but we want more income, right? It's kind of like a double-edged sword there. So what we do is look at ways to convert that pre-tax money, that taxable deductions that you've had all these years, and now it's time to pay the piper. When you've taken that income in retirement, it's going to show up on your return as taxable. And there's ways to avoid that. There's ways to mitigate it. There's different ways. And the whole concept really revolves around what's called a Roth conversion. And there's different ways to do Roth conversions so that you can receive large amounts of money from your money, right, and enjoy and live the lifestyle you want to live, right? But at the same time, we're going to have it show up as being tax-free. Now, it's not doable in every case. That's why we want to plan ahead of time. That's why we want to plan before the day that you retire, because the more time that we have, to sort of do the surgery, if you will, on your money so that it becomes tax-free, the more time, the easier the job is. If we wait till the last day, it's going to be rather difficult and more expensive to do that conversion. I see it all the time. I was talking to a guy yesterday on the phone, and he's got a bunch of money, and he's planning on taking out $600,000 of his IRA money, and he's going to pay $200,000 in taxes at one shot. I said, whoa. Let's look at three or four different options to choose from, and we found something that gave him more income and gave him a way lower tax bill. And it's complicated to get over the phone, over the radio airways right now to explain all this, but I just want you to understand that the software I've built, we find solutions. Everybody that has a situation, we're going to find the best solution for you. All right. So that's something that you want to consider, and you got to contact me or else I really can't help you. Right? jay@deepdive1.com. jay@deepdive1.com. Or you can text me at 602-448-0263. All right. We got another really cool tune here, Ashford and Simpson. It's queuing it up here. We're going to play a little Solid as a Rock. That's it.
Take a chance. So against all odds, we made. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, jazz lovers, been trying to find a show that plays real jazz like me? Well, guess what? I produce my own show, Jay Weinstein here. We can listen to what we really, really want. Set your dial to 106.1 and 1340 on the AM, WTAN, and we've got you covered two times a week, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Got a great show cooking for you, Hot Jazz Financial. We're going to be talking about some super powerful retirement planning tips. It's not investment advice, but we're going to talk about strategies to make sure you can retire and retire strong.
Shenyun 2024 are coming to the Tampa Bay area May the 3rd through the 5th at Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg. Shenyun revives 5,000 years of civilization through choreographed dance, music combining classical Western and Chinese instruments, and innovative 3D backdrop. Come and see it once in your lifetime. Tickets at shenyun.com/FL.
Tune in to the Shrink and Wrap Show here on Tantalk Radio. Our stories and our topics will include but are not limited to everyday issues. We're here for you, for our listeners. We want to know what's important to you. So again, don't miss us on Tantalk Radio. Tune in again, Shrink and Wrap Show. We'll see you then.
That's the Shrink and Wrap Show every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right. Little Ashford and Simpson there, solid as a rock. There's something about that tune. It's kind of like a timeless thing, you know. They just, the way they sing that song and the arrangement of it, I love that tune. It's just like, brings me back a couple of years, maybe a couple of decades or something like that, you know. But it's a great tune. And so we've got some good other tunes coming up for you as well. I got a little Chaka Khan, and we're going to play some Dave Brubeck and some other great artists. We're going to mix it up a little bit with some jazz and some R&B jazz and all that kind of thing. All right. So what we want to talk about further, right? I talked about this percentage of income. When I say percentage of income, people are so normally grooved into rate of return, percentage of how much money did I make on my money. And it is important, and I talk about that all the time. But you know what? There's other percentages. The one percentage I think is probably more important is, what is the percentage of payout from your money that you can take and have it last the rest of your life, right? That's something that very, very few people address. I mean, I see it when I talk to them. It becomes just rate of return. Well, there's this other dynamic or this other facet on your money that you've saved and invested all these years, right? And that is, how much do I get to keep, right? I talked about this last week. My dad, the CPA, said it's not what you, how much you have or how much you earn or how much you, you know, show up. It's how much do you get to keep, right? So the issue of taxation when you're taking out money from 401k plans and IRAs. Now we got the situation of taxes on Social Security, right? I didn't mention that before. I was talking about Social Security and delaying it and pushing it back. That's all true. But the other thing is, and if you can believe this, and please don't shoot the messenger, right? I don't make the rules. I interpret them. I explain them to you. And then we find ways to mitigate or reduce or get rid of the negative effect as much as possible. But that is that Social Security is up to 85% of it is going to show up on your tax return as taxable income. And that's because you've done a good job of saving and investing, and maybe you have a pension, but you have other sources of income, right? And the more sources of income you have, the more money that you are receiving from these sources showing up on your taxable on your tax return. Now they start calculating a higher percentage of that, of your Social Security, to be taxed. And I, you know, what can I say about that? That was something that Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter both kind of endorsed when Carter was on his way out and Reagan came in. They both actually signed off. I did a little research on it. And that's the way it goes. There's some talk here and there that I hear about getting rid of that. Is it fair? We're paying in our FICA tax all these years, and then we finally receive that benefit, and we got to pay taxes on that too. Come on, give me a break. What can I say? Oh boy, right? As we say in New York, oy vey, you know, that's the way it goes, right? So anyway, I can help you solve this because it's a matter of converting your taxable income to income that is not going to be taxable, right? That's what we do. And there are ways to do that with Roth conversions using a cash value of life insurance. Oh my God, life insurance. I said the terrible word, but you know what? It's a great financial tool in many situations because it gives you cash value, investment grade coverage in terms of underlying investment. That's your money. It's not taxed any longer. And you can draw income out from those contracts, and it's not going to show up on your tax return. There's certain ways to do that. There's certain benefits, which I would love to explain to you one-on-one so that you can see if it's something that's right for you. But one of the other things is the protection of your entitlements. Now, this may or may not help you. It actually will. There's different ways it will give you more income. But one of the things that I want you to realize and understand, right, if you have a pension as a county or a state or federal pension or a corporate pension, many times, and if you're single or married, see, there's all these different factors here, but many times that pension stops at your passing. If you expire before you're supposed to expire, what happens to that money is that you may have a survivor benefit or not, but if you're single and you don't have a survivor benefit, that money that you've put in all these years, now your money is going to come out, but that's a small percentage. You're making contributions to your pension for sure, but that is the much smaller portion of your pension. The majority of your pension is what Uncle Sam has put, or the state or the county, what they've put in for you. That's the majority, the lion's share that makes up your pension, right? So when you do retire, they will pay out the pension and your money comes out first. The money that you put in comes out first. And if you pass away, you know, your family will get the money you put in, right? That's your money. They're not going to take that away. But the lion's share, the money that they put in, the government or the state or the county, whatever it is, the lion's share under most cases is now going to go away. That's the way a pension works because people live longer, shorter, you know, they pass away right when they're supposed to pass away. But that's how a pension gets funded, is that the money that they've set aside for you, if you, you know, expire earlier, right, that money goes into the larger pot and it pays the pensioners that live a long, long time. I have clients that work for the Boeing company in their 90s now, and they're receiving income from their pension way past what the actual tables were going to show. How can that happen, right? How can that happen? Because there's other elements in a pension design that have nothing to do with the rate of return on the money. That's one of the factors, but it's not the only factor, right? Social Security, how can they pay you for the rest of your life? Well, because, you know, there's large groups of people and contributions are going in all over the place. And so they guarantee you, unless they run out of money or something, but they guarantee you by the charts and the structure of it that you're going to receive your income for the rest of your life. So that's the key that I want you to consider, is that, you know, when you're investing into 401ks, the 401ks are not pensions. Your IRA is not a pension. It's your money. It's subject to the ups and downs of the market. So when you start to draw money from your money, you've got to really keep your eye on it to make sure that the market is providing you with good returns to replace not only the money that you've taken out, but the taxes that you're paying on it, if that reduces your income, the fees that you might be paying, and what I call the sequence of returns, the ups and downs of the market. The math becomes challenging for you to sustain income for the rest of your life when you're using a moving target, namely the market. And you say, oh, the market's doing great, great, great. Yes, yes, yes. But there always is times when the market doesn't do well, loses money, and then people start to, you know, worry, be concerned about it. And rightfully so, because a large chunk of your money was taken away from you if there's a significant drawdown and you have to take income to live, right? So it puts a lot of pressure on your money, not even factoring in taxes and inflation and fees you're paying, all these elements. So we really find a great formula for you by looking at the numbers, right? Okay. Hey, I've got another tune for you. Right? Let's play another Motown jazz-oriented R&B tune called Time of Your Life. Let's cue that up, Ed, and let's hear what they have to say on that tune.
No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth. And I owe it all to you. So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand.
Another classic tune, Time of Your Life. Yeah, I love that tune also. Yeah, just into this Motown soul music, you know. It's a jazz musician. You get to choose what you like to play, right? Because a jazz musician has all kinds of background and different kinds of music. And jazz, by definition, is a blend of different kinds of music, right? You can throw a little reggae in there, a little Latin, a little soul, a little R&B, a little jazz, straight up swing. You know, it's what jazz really had become. It's just so many different elements in there. Chord changes, harmonies. You know, a famous Dizzy Gillespie, right? He was one of the great, great jazz musicians of all time. And he basically defined jazz as a blend of European music and Afro-Cuban rhythms. And I studied with a guy named Mike Longo, and he taught me that, you know, he worked with Dizzy, and he told me that's what Dizzy used to teach him. And the harmony part, it's just, you may not hear it. It may not be so readily obvious to you that European harmony is in there. Symphonies and, you know, just tunes that were written by the great composers in the 17th, and Mozart and Beethoven and all these world class, Haydn and all these composers, and they really, if you understand the history of music, where it came from, it's just the harmony developed, meaning the chord changes. When you hear the different sections of a tune or the different contours of the tune, we call that the harmony or the chord changes. And so that definitely has influenced jazz and pop music in our culture. And rightfully so. Then you throw in a lot of great rhythms, and you throw beats and time signatures, and then you've got just so many different influences that make up jazz, you know. And so what I was talking about before, getting back to the meat of this show, right, getting back to it, is this the entitlements, your pension and Social Security and Medicare, you could throw that into it. And these are things that the government provides or your employer provides, where it's largely their money, right? And I said to you, you know, if you, I hate to use the word, you know, expire early, but you know what we're talking about, right? These are all benefits, and we have to look at our longevity and our life and just see, you know, what's in store for us now, but what's also in store for us down the road, and the protection, right? We worked all these years hard, 30, 40 years or more, and a lot of money was set aside for you into these entitlements, right? And, you know, I consider that in a certain way liabilities. Why do I say, I ask people, why is it liabilities? Because they say, well, I have to pay taxed on it. I say, yeah, that's correct. You do have to pay taxed on it, but that's not why I call it a liability. I call it a liability because, you know, if you don't make it, or your life gets cut short by an accident or illness, whatever it is, a large chunk of that money is lost to your family. Even if you have a survival benefit, there are options to pay and reduce your pension, for example. And so if you do expire, then maybe a percentage gets paid to your surviving spouse. But if, look, there's all kinds of contingencies. We don't know the answer. We don't know. But even if that were the case and it worked out that way, you're still taking a big cut, or your surviving spouse is taking a big cut in pay from what your pension was, right? And so in any case, you're leaving, in many cases, it's $1 million when you really calculate it out, which I do all the time. It's like $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. I've seen $4-5 million at risk that has been set aside for people, even if you're not a super high income earner, right? You're working a long time, and your benefits, when we calculate it out, it looks like you're going to get, you know, $1.9 million, but it's liable to going away should the set of circumstances not warrant itself for it to continue. I'm just kind of going on and on here, but I think you get the message, right? So if you want to protect that value, the money's going to go back into the system no matter what, but we have ways, strategies to use investment-grade contracts that will protect the value of that to your surviving spouse or your family, your kids, grandkids, whatever you want. You've worked all these years. If you don't protect the value of it, it could go away. And in my opinion, I don't know if that's the way you want to go. All right, so that's just a little tip here, a little trick where you have to sit down and you contact me at jay at deepdive1.com, jay at deepdive1.com. I see emails coming in. Fantastic. I love it. I'll get to you after the show. If you want to text me, 602-448-0263, 602-448-0263. My name is J.J. Weinstein, like the wine you drink, S-T-E-I-N, J. Weinstein. We're going to cue up another one of my favorite soul tunes. This gal is the best of all time, in my opinion. We've got little Chaka Khan here, and she's got a tune called Ain't No Body. Let's cue that up and listen to Chaka Khan. There we go.
Happened so naturally. Didn't I know it was love? The next day.
Little Chaka Khan, right? She's got the, I don't know, she's got that soul going on. I really love it, that beat, you know. It's that tune's been around for a long time, too. Yes, it's, I don't know, for, I guess, us older folks, right? We listen to the the tunes that we liked in the 80s and 90s. They seem to, I don't know, be better than the ones that are out now. That's just my opinion. I don't know if you agree with me or not. But you got some classic tunes that we can just draw on, listen to. You know, we don't have to worry about the new stuff that we're not familiar with. I like that older stuff, you know. And that's kind of like my philosophy about the work I do, too. You know, let's put in some conservative strategies. You know, let's keep things safe. Let's measure things out. Make sure they're going to last. Make sure you got the benefits that you want to have, right? You know, there's medical benefits. I mean, like, look, you know, if you don't have protection against what we call long-term care expense, you've heard that. You know people that have gone into facilities or needed care. And it costs a whole lot of money to do that. It's not cheap, right? I mean, you know, I've heard people structuring things so that they, quote unquote, don't have money, they give it away. But there's look back period. See, the government, they're on to all the tricks that you can play to hide money and give it away and say that you don't have any money and go on Medicaid. But who wants to really do that? But then the alternative is, if you need the care, if you need to go in or really need something, professional care, where's that money going to come from? I mean, it could be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month. You know, that's a lot of dough, right? So there's ways to use other people's money. You can go buy a long-term care policy, for example. But you know what? That's a lot of cash too. That's an expensive proposition. And if you don't use it, right? If you don't use that coverage, just like any kind of other insurance, car insurance, home, if you have an accident or you have a home that catches on fire or something like that, well, that's money down the drain. And that's the same thing with long-term care, but the premiums on that are pretty expensive. So there are other strategies, using other types of investment contracts that you can use that have riders on them that don't really cost you anything out of your pocket when you reposition assets. I teach people how to do things with the money to reposition things and fund certain types of contracts. There might be life insurance involved. There might be long-term care. There might be tax deferral growth on the money or tax-free growth on the money and tax-free income. There's many things that you can do, but one of them is to also, and the subject of long-term care, you want to make sure that's covered. I said that I'm going to give you a bunch of tips and I guess potholes that you might run into that might cause some damage if you don't have these areas covered. They could create problems. Hey, listen, I'm at the top of the hour. Ed's giving me the signal. It's time to say goodbye and say I'm going to see you next week on Tuesday, 8 a.m. Drive Time. We have some more tips and things to talk about. I've got this tune from this kid, Justin Lee Schultz. We're going to play this and ride the rest of the show out. He did a cover on Stevie Wonder's Do I Do. I think you're going to really, really like this track. It's one of my favorites. Kid very talented. Here we go. Let's cue that up. Do I Do.
Stevie Wonder. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
Former President Trump cheered on by construction workers here in New York City this morning as the Supreme Court gets set to hear his immunity claims. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Trump is arguing that, in fact, he has...